This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
After reviewing the play, the kickers legally possess the ball beyond 10 yards. The ball belongs to Clemson with 1 second on the clock at the 36-yard line.
That's fitting, Kirk. Send Deshaun Watson out in victory formation. Let him end this championship game and his career with a kneel down, huh?
Absolutely. And keep that football and put it in his trophy case. He has meant so much to the Clemson program, so much to college football. Talk about a guy that has done it the right way, graduated in 3 years, led this team the last 3 years to heights they've never been for Dabo Swinney.
Dabo will beat his alma mater, and Clemson will beat Bama for the first time in 40,619 days, going back to 1905. Official punctuation. Clemson dethrones and avenges Alabama.
And for good reasons, Coach is pretty emotional here right now. Dabo, you've been in this game before, but how would you describe what it's like to win it?
It's indescribable. I mean, you can't make it up, man. I mean, this is only God can do this. Take a guy like me from Pelham, go to Alabama, win a national championship, come to Clemson, and have a chance to win a national championship against the best team in the country up until the last second of this game, and to see my guys fight and just believe. I told them that the difference in the game was going to be love.
Wow. All I can say to all the companies, Scott, should everybody just kind of be given a little pass today? Because I know everybody was up late last night, especially on the East Coast. I mean, I think I barely got to bed, by 1 o'clock, and I kept thinking, oh, is this gonna go into OT? Because they were, going so casual. And like you said, up until, the last minute, it was Alabama fully in control. I mean, and what a great game! Wow, unbelievable. And I know, it's heartbreaking for Alabama, but for it takes two teams. It takes competition to make that work. And both teams it was really special to watch that.
Well, I think as far as championship games go, the 2006 Rose Bowl between Texas USC,
yes, exactly,
has some company right
that
now.
That was, I'll tell you, there was flashbacks there, with Vince Young going down and just ripping the heart of the Trojans of Southern California, because, I mean, they just could not figure out a way to stop him. But, for a while there, it was a defensive contest. Both Ds were doing great, stopping the offenses, but then it got down to, you've got the final seconds going on, and there they are, Clemson, making history. What a great game, and a great story too, for Deshaun Watson. I mean, like you said, he graduates in 3 years. The story about his mom, with tongue cancer, and just the relationship that they have. I mean, he is a special young man.
And now the rumors are he gets to be drafted by the Browns. So,
well,
good work. I'm sorry.
well, maybe, who knows? The Browns are looking for an answer. Maybe that's an answer. The last, college wunderkind they picked didn't do so well for them. But here you got somebody. In fact, I've got the perfect person they need to talk to that will give him, will give the team the correct measurements and quality and character assessment of this guy. This guy's an absolute genius. He's been on with us several times, John Niedenagel, but I'm not sure. I don't know who he's consulting with right now. They'd allow him, to consult for the Browns, but John is a genius when it comes to this stuff. He knows exactly about players' character, and he understands a lot of these nuances and made some great choices over the years. Yeah, in fact, he was the one that told San Diego they needed to pick Peyton Manning, but they didn't listen to him. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here with you. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, socialism expert Trevor Louden, author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within, and The Enemies Within, Communist, Socialist, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. It is an extensively footnoted expose of the rapidly unfolding Marxist jihadi takeover of the United States legislative branch. Trevor, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, mate?
Look, always good. Always good, Bill. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, I want to talk about your latest article about radical leftists as future leaders. As a lead-in, I want to read you something that President Obama said the other day to George Stephanopoulos. He says, I think I did in a sense that there's a whole generation coming up behind us that was engaged. The question was relative, you know, what kind of impact he had in terms of America going forward. Did he have the kind of legacy impact that he had hoped to have? And he's looking at the generation behind. He says, they were inspired. They worked for change during the course of my presidency, saw what was possible, and that generation, it's coming. They're not the majority yet, but they're going to be the majority soon. And when you look at what they believe in, when they, you look at how they value diversity, how they believe in science, how they care about the environment, how they believe in, you know, everybody getting a fair shot, how they believe in not discriminating against people for sexual orientation, you know, their belief that we have to work with other countries to create a more peaceful world and to alleviate poverty. That's the majority of an entire generation that's coming up behind us. Sounds like a warning to me, Trevor. There's a lot of code language in there, don't you think?
Look, absolutely. It's a complete warning. You know, this is a cultural shift and a demographic shift. And Obama is telling his supporters that, yes, the progressive majority will be ruling this country very, very soon unless something changes, and it will change the country forever. And that's what Obama has set the stage for. That's what he's been working towards. And he's quite right. There is a new generation coming behind him, the Kamala Harris's, the Cory Booker's, the Castro brothers from San Antonio.
Exactly.
That are going to carry the revolution forward.
Well, not to mention all the other card-carrying democratic socialists that are part of Congress.
And I still, you know, I'm shocked, you know, the Keith Ellisons and that, who put their hand, well, Keith Ellison didn't put his on a Bible, he put it on the Quran in taking his allegiance. But even then, I mean, that's almost hypocritical. How do you swear allegiance to protect this country against enemies, foreign and domestic, but yet your hand is on something that says the exact antithesis?
Well, that's right. The Quran is all about Sharia law. And Sharia law is directly opposed to the Constitution of the United States. And, you know, there are still laws on the books in this country that you cannot enter America if you've ever belonged to a communist or a fascist group seeking to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. Yet if you believe in Sharia law, which is what the Quran is all about,
right,
you believe in overthrowing the U.S. Constitution. So you're quite right. It's incredibly hypocritical to swear an oath on the Quran to protect the Constitution when the Quran is opposed to the U.S. Constitution.
Well, it's beyond hypocritical. I mean, it's very dangerous because you talk about sleeping with the enemy. I mean, we're letting the enemy come in with our eyes wide open, saying, oh, it's okay if you do a King's X here. But, you know, we got to go through the motions of this oath that you got to make. But don't worry about it. It's really not all that serious. So whether your hand's on the Bible that you don't believe in or the Quran that you do believe in, that's okay. No harm, no foul. That's what our leaders are telling these people. And, you know, we have mayors of city, we've got people in positions in that are directing cities and governments, and they're rising through the ranks here. And, you know, it's almost like they're going unnoticed, Trevor, which is beyond me. What is going on?
Well, look, there's a major infiltration of the United States. And if you look at Congress, I say there's at least 100 members of the House and 20 members of the Senate who are so enmeshed in radicalism of the communist or Islamic varieties that they couldn't pass an FBI background check to drive a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're sitting in Congress. You've got a massive infiltration of the government infrastructure. And behind that, you've got the changing demographics and the cultural revolution that's happening in the youth that is going to sweep this country into socialism in the next few years, mm-hmm, unless it's addressed.
Right.
Now, we've just elected a president who wants to roll that back, but we cannot sit in our hands because, you know, all that has to happen is that, you know, the illegal immigrants in this country, all it has to happen is the 12 to 40 million illegals in this country, mm-hmm, are at some point granted citizenship and voting rights, and they will vote 80% Democrat, and from that point you've got a one-party state.
Exactly.
That's all that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't count the young people coming through politicized in the schools and the universities. That doesn't count the young Bernie-crats that are coming through. So it's absolutely fantastic that Donald Trump won the last election. It gives the country a chance. But if that chance isn't taken and concrete steps, you know, taken, it's only one more Democratic administration in 2020 or 2024, and this country is a one-party state.
Exactly. And we're seeing what's happening. Trevor, to your point, we're seeing exactly what's happening in California. That is a one-party state, and it is an absolute mess. In New York, for all intent and purposes, is pretty much the same way.
Yeah, well, you know, you look at all the sanctuary cities in California, you know, that now they're giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses so they can vote even more easily. You know, look, if you look at Orange County, for instance, which was once the most conservative county in the entire United States, now it's run by Democrats largely because of illegal immigration and the unions, the communist-controlled unions, going out and signing up tens and hundreds of thousands of illegals to vote and busing them around to all sorts of polling places. California is a one-party state, and the whole of America will be a one-party state if this trend continues.
Well, you mentioned Orange County. That's where I was based out of after I got out of the Marine Corps. And I know exactly what you were talking about. Predominantly Republican. And now in this last election, I think it was only 40% Republican. You know, so the majority now has taken over. The Democrats have taken over, and it's hard for me to imagine. But I saw the creep. I saw it happening. Now President Obama says, "Look, I believe in these millennials that are right behind me. They're coming. They don't have the majority yet." He spoke a very clear warning, and here he is. He also spoke in terms of the community organizer that he is, and he mentioned that as well. So he's not leaving D.C. He's staying close to really. Really put the organization back into the community like never before. Trevor Loudon is with us. Yeah. We've got more from Trevor on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Such a thing called the Constitution.
Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hours fade, the fruits of summer fade. They have to stop.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Trevor Loudon is with us. His books, The Enemies Within, also the movie Enemies Within, which is incredibly compelling. Trevor, I cannot thank you enough for your support of a constitutional United States of America and what you've done on our behalf to expose the enemies within with this movie. Tell our audience how they can get their hands on it.
Yeah, look, just go to, very simply, go to enemieswithinmovie.com. You can see the movie online. You can buy the movie there, or you can go to Amazon Prime, Enemies Within movie, and hire the movie online there. But what you'll find there is basically the blueprint for the Islamic communist takeover of the U.S. Democratic Party and the basic government infrastructure of this country. And I know that sounds a little far-fetched to some people, but I'm sure when they see the movie and the proof that we have, that will explain so many of the strange changes that have happened in America, the push for illegal immigration, the gutting of the U.S. military, the PC political correctness that is basically destroying this country, the massive increase in Islamic immigration. All of these things are tied together in that movie, and I think it will shock even most educated conservatives at just how badly this country is infiltrated.
You know, Trevor, we were talking before about our kids being indoctrinated in the schools today. Parents, hardworking parents, Americans, working their tails off to get their kids through school, only to be indoctrinated. And I got to imagine some of these families, when the kids come home for Thanksgiving dinner, are wondering, who in the heck took over my kid's body here?
Well, that's right. You know, the left, the 60s radicals who tried to have a revolution back in the Vietnam War era, they've been in the universities for the last 40 years now, and they have been indoctrinating hundreds of thousands, millions of young Americans into some form of Marxism, political correctness, cultural Marxism, etc. So you're quite right, you know. Hardworking parents slave away to send Junior to college so he can come home at Thanksgiving and tell them how stupid they are.
Right.
But that has huge ramifications for America in the next few years, because these young people will become the ruling majority very, very soon. Mm-hmm. And they are indoctrinated into socialism. Whether they understand it that way or not, that is where the country's headed. And that's why I talked about the demographics and the cultural shift. You know, we've had a reprieve with President Trump, but that's only a reprieve, and we have to take full advantage of that to actually reverse these trends before it's too late.
Well, and it's a dogfight and a half, because the left and progressives are not going to give up ground easily. They've worked hard over the years, over the decades, to get where they are. And right now, it's a little inconvenient. It's a little bit of a pause. But, you know, just as President Obama said, he's looking over into this next generation, that next wave of millennials that are sitting there getting ready to take over. And they've been very well, to your point, very well indoctrinated and oriented to this form of government that he sees for the future of America.
Yeah, well, there's a man called Steve Phillips.
Trevor, you mentioned Steve Phillips. I was just going to ask you about him.
Yeah, look, Steve Phillips is not well known on the national stage, but he's written a great book, an interesting book, Brown is the New White.
Mm.
And what he's saying, this, now, Steve Phillips was a Maoist radical at Stanford University in the late 80s. And he gathered a whole bunch of people around him. He was a hardcore communist. And then he married into the Sandler family, the very, very rich, very liberal, very left Sandler family, and worked his way up through San Francisco politics. Well, he set up an organization called Power Pack, which was one of the first people to finance Barack Obama. They're also behind Kamala Harris, who just is now the senator from California,
right.
And also Cory Booker, who's a senator from New Jersey. All of these people can trace their political roots back to the Stanford University Maoist mafia, I call it.
Mm.
And what they're doing, what his thesis is this, it's very simple. He says 26% of America, the American voting bloc, are progressive whites. They will reliably vote Democrat. There are another 39% who are progressive people of color. Now he's counting most of the black population, most of the Latino population, and most of the Asian population in that. And he says that this 26% and the 39% makes 55% of the voters. So he says basically the progressives already have a minority.
Mm-hmm.
A majority.
A majority already,
so
yeah.
So what happened? They've already got a majority, but in the last election, a lot of the black population, a lot of the Latino population did not turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them flipped to Trump. But what he's saying is that the demographics, the young progressive whites who are building in numbers, the Bernie Sanders people, and the progressives, the progressives people of color, which are becoming a greater and greater percentage of the population, add to that immigrants from the Middle East and across the Mexican border, America will have a permanent progressive majority very, very soon. Very soon.
That's pretty scary
and at that
stuff.
Point,
yeah.
And at that point, so this is what Obama's talking about. And Obama works very closely with Steve Phillips. Steve Phillips really got him into the White House. So he's just looking at straight out demographics and the cultural shift.
Mm-hmm.
There's already a progressive majority in the country. They didn't vote in this election because Hillary Clinton was so terrible and she sabotaged Bernie Sanders so badly.
Mm-hmm.
But it only takes one more Democratic president and they will have a permanent majority forever. That is why Donald mm-hmm. Trump has got to do a whole bunch of things to really bring free enterprise back in the country so that a lot more black people buy into free enterprise and get pried away from the Democratic Party. A lot more Latino people follow the same path, because if that doesn't happen, you will have a socialist America in either the next election or the election after, and that will be it. That will be a permanent state of affairs.
Trevor, to your point. Okay. And to your point here, is this also why former Attorney General Eric Holder is in California now these days?
Well, yeah, I think it is, because California is the model. And mm-hmm. that's where Kamala Harris is based.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to be on the VP ticket. She'll be on the Democratic ticket either next election or the election after. So will Cory Booker. And the other ones are the Latino, the Castro brothers,
Julian
and Joaquin out of San Antonio. These and Elizabeth Warren are going to cobble together the majority that will take America into the progressive thing forever, if they can do it. That is the plan. So Obama is very confident for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've had a setback. They've had a huge setback. But Donald Trump has to make sure that Trump takes full advantage of this to push the left back 50 years. Otherwise, America is in deep trouble.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, the country is surrounded, and this is why Barack Obama, with confidence, could tell George Stephanopoulos that they're soon to be the majority.
Yeah, they are, and you know, it was only the fact, really, that a lot of the black, too many black people did not vote in this election, especially in places like Florida,
right,
that cost the Democrats this election. You know, because of the appalling candidate that
exactly.
Hillary Clinton was.
Well, Trevor, I'm sorry, we're out of time. We got to wrap it up right here and leave it right there until we talk again, hopefully very soon. Trevor Loud, New Zealand author, speaker, political activist. Trevor, very quickly, tell everybody where they can go to get their hands on your movie.
Yep, enemieswithinmovie.com. I urge people to get it. You'll be shocked.
Amen.
Enemieswithinmovie.com.
Trevor Loudon, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks so much, Brian. You got a pleasure.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k?
If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
You say that I'm messing with your head.
You and all of us in this room really belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now. Think about it. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press. And you know, what is Hollywood anyway? It's just a bunch of people from other places. So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, she did say that. She really did. Oh, bless her heart. And, of course, all the pushback is coming. Not to mention, you know, what about all the artists, you know, that are just Americans, you know, domestically? Like, they didn't do anything. I mean, here she is. She's receiving the Cecil B. DeMille Award, you know, which is, oh, yeah, right. He was known for the Ten Commandments and, you know, kind of producing some good family-friendly movies. And, of course, you could question some of the movies, not only that she's responsible and associated with, but also, you know, what Hollywood has done in terms of setting us up for this cultural war, ladies and gentlemen, that it is back. You thought it was done. Oh, little did you know. Meryl Streep, of course. Hey, it is time because we need to have balance here, Sam. Samantha Mills Mouse is with us. She's the Good News Girl, reporting on the most popular viral videos from the internet. Of course, this got a lot of attention at the Golden Globe, Sam. You know, and you know, it's unfortunate because I said it took away from, you know, her award and acknowledgement. I mean, this is a big honor, you know, the Cecil B. DeMille Award. I mean, it's not like the Margaret Sanger Award, you know, for goodness sakes. It's quite the prestigious award. But she felt like she had to, you know, say something and give her political viewpoint on the national stage, you know, so.
Right. Yeah, something that also deeply divides, or, you know, it kind of divides the country more, because there's some people that are cheering for her while other people are sitting on the side, like, why was this necessary? Why are you talking about this here?
Not the place. Not the place.
Not the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, whether you got, you know, a vice president-elect in the audience, you know, you don't want to lecture him at the expense of the rest of the audience, not to mention the rest of the world that hears about it, right? And so it really kind of puts a little damper, a little bad, you know, kind of hue of color on Hamilton and all that. But the other night, hey, I will say that, you know, Hillary Clinton, she was at the Color Purple, and, you know, she got rousing attention in a very positive way. So, you know, good for her. So I guess maybe there's some balance here. Hey, you've got a lot of good viral videos to talk about, like this man risked his life to protect a mom during the Florida airport shooting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it starts off being a very scary and a very tragic story for so many people.
Oh, sure.
There's a shooting in the airport down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
But an upstate New York man named Tony Borasiewicz, if I'm saying that correctly, I hope I am.
Mm-hmm.
He's 70 years old, and he's a retired electrician. And whenever he started shooting, or whenever the shooter started shooting, Annika Dean, a school teacher, actually just lay down on the floor, and the shooter was moving towards her, just right over her.
Right.
And fortunately, she had some preparing from being a school teacher. You know, they had the active shooter drill, but she just thought, I'm just going to get shot. There's nothing I can do about it. And Tony actually laid down over her, and he said, I'll protect you. So she knew that as soon as he laid on her, she knew that he might get shot, but he knew she wouldn't. And she was just very comforted by the whole situation. And instead of destroying her faith in humanity, she ended up walking away from this whole experience with her faith restored in humanity. And fortunately, neither of them got shot.
Exactly.
And
that's good.
That's a big deal. And, you know, what a brave thing for him to do. And, you know, she hasn't even really been able to contact him much since all this happened, because he ended up being able to go on his cruise. And, you know, he's fine. And at least there's a happy ending to that part of the story. And,
you know, it was interesting, Sam. You know, I saw some of the video TMZ had put out there. And it shows the shooter, you know, walking down the hallway by the baggage area, and he shoots, and you get people, I mean, they're so disoriented. It takes them a second to figure out what's going on. And they assess that, you know, this is a dangerous situation. The thing was that was interesting in watching the crowd's reaction. It wasn't that they ran, behind a barricade or anything like that. They just like ran off to the side. They were still exposed. And I thought, wow, is that, you know, that's just part of that, you know, reaction that people will do. That's not necessarily the wise reaction. You know, like this teacher who had some, you know, some experience. They did some drills and practice. But it's like, wow, you know, I was surprised to see how many people didn't try to find cover. They just went off. They were still, you know, wide open to the shooter. I mean, yes, he had walked past, but I don't think there was much of a barricade where they were at. You didn't see him getting behind something. So I thought that was an interesting observation. This other viral video you have, I saw this one. This is incredible. Of these twin brothers, a dresser had fallen on the one twin brother, and they're 2 years old, right?
Right, they're 2 years old, Brock and Bodie. They're two-year-old twins out in Utah, and whenever the father actually kind of hesitated before he put up the video, which ends up being amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason he wanted it out there is because he wanted to remind parents about how important it was to bolt down furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened was these two brothers, they were playing in these drawers. They pulled out the drawers, and they were climbing into them, and they ended up falling over. And anyway, so one of the twins ends up falling underneath. Brock, his head and his torso were stuck underneath the dresser when it falls over.
Mm.
And you see his little brother, Bodie, just trying to lift it up. He tries with all his might. And amazingly, he ends up getting it off.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this has just been absolutely shared everywhere. And, you know, it's hard to watch at first. If it didn't have a good ending,
Yes.
It'd be devastating to watch. But amazing, it's amazing
that,
to watch.
The 2-year-old would have this kind of instinct to be able to do this, right, and save his brother and move that dresser, just push it aside and free his brother from, being trapped there. So an absolute miracle. And, you know, you can be thankful for a nanny cam on that one, right?
Oh, my gosh, I know, because you would have never really known what happened.
Exactly. How does a 2-year-old say, my brother just saved me, on my head, it fell, how do they express that?
It just fell on top of me, and he lifted it off, and then how do you share that with other people without it sounding insane?
Yeah, exactly, but here it is, absolutely gone viral. Now, you have an 88-year-old Saskatchewan man who makes thousands, you say thousands of shots, but I think you mean thousands of socks for shelters, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, all right. Well, I know you're just testing me, and you're only saying that for Scott, because Scott is in Minnesota, where it's so pick and cold out there. That's what they live on. They live on shots right now, just to kind of keep the fluid moving.
27 degrees.
27. It's very hot. He's in shorts already. It's 27. I think it's going to be down to about
27
two
degrees.
In a couple hours, it'll be down to two.
Oh my goodness. Well, shots might be a whole different kind of celebration, but. Yeah. So Bob Rutherford, he's up in Canada, and it actually kind of started as a dare where one of his friends said that he couldn't build a knitting machine that was really cheap and worked really fast. So he ended up putting together two super-powered machines, and he said it could be knitting about 90 stitches a second. And he's actually working with a group of a couple other guys. One of them's 90, one of them's 85, and then there's a youngster who's 65 who helps him with this.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up making together about 10,000 socks, and they call it Socks by Bob.
Oh, that's
and
right.
He said, what's made it really awesome is it's kind of given him another purpose. His wife passed away about 10 years ago, and he said, I think a lot of people, a huge thing for them is wanting to feel useful, no matter what age you are.
No, there's a big blessing in being productive. Our final story, this young boy growing his hair for 2 years for the best reason. We got about 30 seconds here, Sam.
Well, Tyler Boone has a friend, and she actually has alopecia, and her name's Gabby Ruiz, and he decided to grow out his hair for the past 2 years. Everybody thinks he's a girl, but he said it's worth it because he wants her to be able to have, he's grown out his long, beautiful brown hair, about 12 inches in the past 2 years, and he's cutting it off to give to her. It's a very sweet story.
Well, all these stories and others await you at Bill Martinez Live. Just go to Sam's Corner. Sam, how can they be in touch with you really quick?
Samscorner.bml@gmail.com. Just shoot me an email, and I'd love to hear your stories.
She's the good news girl, Samantha Mills Mal. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We're
all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's about all of us, the United States of America, we the people. Forget about the R thing and the D thing or the I thing. Really, if we're going to get this country moving again, we all have to come together. We're all needed in this fight. All hands are required, ladies and gentlemen. And what an exciting time of history that we live in. Reminds me of my 7th and 8th grade teacher, Sister St. Mark Boateau. She would always tell us when something would happen as we were there, whether it involved the assassination of President Kennedy, John Glenn, you know, navigating the earth, and, of course, a great movie out to really expand your understanding of what was going on during that era with NASA in Hidden Figures. But she would always tell us, she goes, you know, you're living in historic times, and it has been that way my entire life. Here we are. I mean, I feel like a little bit like Forrest Gump. We keep running into all this stuff, Bonner Cohen, I'm telling you. Bonner Cohen is with us, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, where he concentrates on energy, natural resources, and international relations. Bonner, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Well, very good to be here, Bill.
Well, we have a lot to talk about, from the Antiquities Act, which you and I talked about before. President Obama has really exercised himself as he's heading for the exit, and he's just pulling every little thing that he can, you know, some say, to kind of hogtie Donald Trump, the president-elect here, and to make things problematic. I mean, Donald Trump may by default be known as the repeal president, to try, because of all the undoing of all these, acts that President Obama is not doing just in the final days of his presidency, but what he's done all along.
Yeah, that's right. And you said, you know, we're living in historic times, and oddly, you know, we're living in a time that no one predicted. And you turn back the clock just a little over 2 months ago, very few people would have thought that we would be seriously talking about, for instance, downsizing EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, devolving it to, or the vast majority of its functions, to state environmental agencies around the country. Well, this is an idea that the candidate Donald Trump embraced last year. Very few people put a paid any attention to it. And now this could become a reality, meaning that we would no longer be dealing with your father's or your grandfather's EPA.
Exactly.
But rather a greatly reduced agency. EPA is far and away the most powerful regulatory agency in the country. Its edicts affect the lives of every man, woman, and child in this country. And the interesting thing is Trump can do this almost unilaterally. Why? Because EPA was not created by an act of Congress. It was created through an executive order issued by Richard Nixon in 1970, which means that it can be also dismantled through an executive order issued by Donald Trump in the year 2017. And this will be fascinating to watch because Trump has said he would do this, and he has appointed as his administrator to EPA the Attorney General for the state of Oklahoma, a gentleman by the name of Scott Pruitt, mm-hmm. who has many, many times sued EPA.
Yes.
He is someone who knows exactly how corrupt the agency is and knows what a threat it poses to the lives of ordinary American citizens, albeit all in the name of protecting the environment, the clean air and clean water. But, of course, that's frequently just a pretext mm-hmm. for one power grab after the other. So look for a downsizing of EPA, both in terms of the amount of money that goes to EPA, but far more important, with a gradual devolution of many of its functions to state environmental agencies around the country.
Well, and this is something that Governor Rick Perry had said in the last go around, one of the agencies that he wanted to eliminate. But there was so much to this. I think that having the first chief executive, a true chief executive officer in the Oval Office in the modern era here, Bonner, we're going to see some common sense sort of things occur within this government. The challenge is going to be, are the government unions, they're going to be in an uproar over all this stuff because they're really turning the tables upside down here. And there's going to be a lot of people looking for new work.
Yes, they're going to be screaming bloody murder. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking to you today from Arlington, Virginia, which is right across the Potomac from Washington, D.C.
That's almost the headquarters for screaming bloody murder, isn't it?
That's right. And I can assure you when I'm out on the street, I see a lot of worried faces.
I bet.
And they're worried with good reason because in addition to the downsizing of EPA, which has over 17,000 full-time employees, plus God knows how many contract employees, Rick Perry has also promised to do something very similar to the largely useless Department of Energy, which in many respects is simply a collection of slush funds, which are passed out to politically well-connected people on the outside. It's also a collection of laboratories spread across the country, which in their 20 to 30 or 40-year history have produced practically nothing of any value whatsoever. And so Rick Perry, unsuccessful though he was as a candidate for president in 2012, he may have set the tone for what he plans to do for the Department of Energy. And I think the American people will benefit from this because we do not gain when money is wasted.
Exactly.
As long as these slush funds are at EPA, believe me, they will be taken advantage of. And we saw during the Obama administration in the case of Solyndra, the solar panel manufacturer,
right,
that received a $535 million loan guarantee. Guaranteed by whom? The American taxpayer.
Exactly.
Went down the drain. That slush fund and many others like it should be gone, baby, gone.
Well, this should go to show you just what kind of chief executive officer Barack Obama was. He not only took $500 million of the people's money, he gave it to one of his cronies who helped him with his election, and then allowed the Chinese to come in and underbid and thwart the people's investment. I mean, this is one of the biggest jokes, and this should be studied in business schools around the country about how not to do business. But this is what happens when you hire a community organizer with no experience, and you give him the number one job. And then the thing is that's so ironic is you hear him pontificate with George Stephanopoulos like he's all wise. He's been to the mountain. He knows about how to run the government, and he's going to tell Donald Trump what to do, right?
Oh yeah, we're about to find out the difference between a community organizer and a CEO
yes.
of a company that exists in the real world.
Without a doubt. Now, also, I want to talk about the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Agreement.
Yes. During the campaign, Trump said he was going to get us out of the December 2015 UN-sponsored Paris Climate Change Agreement, which commits the United States to a whole array of self-inflicted wounds that will raise the cost of energy for all Americans, all businesses, all families, all what have you, all in the name of combating climate change, formerly known as global warming. It's an agreement that absolutely punishes and penalizes American manufacturers to the benefit of Chinese manufacturers.
Right. How does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense to a community organizer. It makes no sense to a CEO right. or anyone else.
Yeah, let's reward the Chinese. They're the ones that are dumping all kinds of carbons and everything into the environment, and they could care less, and they sign an agreement and say, oh yeah, maybe we'll do something around 2030, huh?
Right. Yeah. It also commits the American taxpayers to transferring $3 billion to an assortment of third world potentates who we are told will use that money to combat climate change in their countries. Now, anyone who believes that, well,
yes.
I'll give you a very good deal on some Eastern Airlines stock or something like that. But you know, this is, as you pointed out, this is the people's money.
Yes.
And this is $3 billion that Obama said, yep, we are absolutely committed to doing this. And Trump can unilaterally withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Change Agreement as part of his a larger effort to separate the United States from a whole array of global initiatives, which do benefit global elites, and it benefits them very well. Believe me, they make out like bandits, but which penalize the rest of us.
Right. Well, Bunner, I especially want to talk to you as well about Trump's plan to roll back regulations. We were talking with Americans for Prosperity yesterday, and according to their research, Barack Obama's, it's not their research, it's the government's research, actually, said that his regulations, Barack Obama's regulations, have cost business somewhere upwards of $700 billion a year. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah,
big
imagine
number.
What this country would look like if we had a president who actually cared about the well-being of the American people and their ability to earn a living. Mm-hmm. Obama did not and does not. And I think all of that is getting ready to change quite radically, and you will see Trump roll back one regulation after the other.
And maybe we can get some of our land back, too, after all this big land grab in the waning moments of this presidency.
That's exactly right. Whether it's federal monuments expansions, creating brand new monuments, circumventing Congress in so doing, working against the wishes of state and local elected officials, yes.
Yeah. I mean, Nevada is almost federally owned totally. I think they only got about 15% of their land left. That's about it.
And the feds owned everything else.
Exactly. Dr. Bunner Cohen, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Dr. Cohen, thank you so much for being with us.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.